Today, Bab Dada is seeing the great children from everywhere. What greatness have you shown? What the world considers to be impossible, you have easily shown that to be possible. And that is the vow of purity. All of you have taken or imbibed the vow of purity, have you not? From Bab Dada, you have taken the vow of a determined thought for transformation. To take this vow, vrat in Hindi, to take this vow means to bring about transformation through your attitude, your vritti. So Baba's doing a play on words. Have you transformed your attitude, your vritti? You had the thought. You had the thought that we are all brothers. Through the transformation of this attitude, you have become so great. In devotion too, they take this vow that all of you have made or had the determined thought with the Father. because the foundation of Brahmin life is purity. And it is through purity that and it is through purity that you receive God's love, you have God's love and all godly attainments. The Mahatmas consider this to be difficult or impossible. Whereas all of you consider purity to be your original religion, your Swadharam. That there are some good children who have had the thought and with the determined thought they are showing transformation in a practical way. So, to such great children everywhere, Bab Dada is giving many, many blessings from his heart. In your thoughts, words, actions, attitude, and vision, all of you are also experiencing purity, are you not? So all of you are also experiencing purity in your thoughts, words, actions, attitude and vision, are you not? The attitude of purity means that for each and every soul to have good wishes and pure feelings. The attitude of purity means to have good wishes and pure feelings for each and every soul. The vision of purity means to see every soul in their soul conscious form. And to also constantly experience the self easily in the soul conscious stage. The importance of Brahman life is that in your thoughts, is that there is purity in your thoughts, words and deeds. If there is no purity, if there is no purity, then because the praise of Brahman life is to give blessings to yourself with the power of purity, and what blessings do you give? Purity, you experience yourself to be constantly happy, and you also give happiness to others. Pure souls receive three special blessings. One is to give blessings to yourself. One is to give blessings to yourself, and so you easily become loved by the Father. And then you become the nearest and dearest child of the Father, the bestower of blessings. And this is why you automatically receive blessings from the Father and constantly receive them. And thirdly, those who are the special instruments of the Brahmin family, through them too, you will also continue to receive blessings. With blessings from all three, you constantly continue to fly and make others fly. And so, all of you should ask yourselves and check do I always experience the power of purity, bal, and the fruit of purity, phal? Do I always have that spiritual intoxication and pride in my heart? Sometimes when some children celebrate a meeting at Amrit Vela, they have a heart-to-heart conversation. Do you know what they say? The fruit. Do you know what they say? That they don't always experience the fruit of supersensuous joy which you receive through purity. They may have it sometimes and not at other times, because the fruit of purity is supersensuous joy. So ask yourself, who am I? Do you always remain in the experience of supersensuous joy, or only sometimes? What do you call yourselves? When when all of you write your names, what do you write? BK so and so. BK so and so. And you call yourselves Master, Almighty, Authority. All of you are that, are you not? Are you Master, Almighty, Authority? So those of you who consider yourselves to be Master, Almighty, Authority all the time, not just sometimes, raise your hands. All the time? Just be careful. Think about it. Are you this all the time? Double foreigners are not raising their hands. A few are raising their hands. Teachers? Teachers, raise your hands. Are you this constantly? Do not just raise your hands like that. Only those who are this constantly should raise their hands. There are very few. Pandavs, raise your hand. Those sitting at the back, there are very few. It's not the whole gathering raising their hands. Okay. If you are Master, Almighty, Authority, then where do all the powers go at that time? A master means a master, and a master is higher than even the father. So check. There is definitely something weak in the foundation of purity. What weakness is there? Is there weakness in the mind, that is, in your thoughts? Is there weakness in your words? Or weakness in your actions? Or is there weakness in your dreams? Because the thoughts, words, actions, relationships and connections and dreams of a pure soul are automatically powerful. Since you have taken the vow of transforming your attitude, so then why should it be sometimes? You are seeing the time. and hearing the call of time. The call of the devotees and the call of souls. You are listening to all this. And you have all made the lesson of suddenly achanak firm. And so weakness in the foundation means weakness in purity. If there are no good wishes and pure feelings in your words, if they are opposing purity, even then you cannot experience supersensuous joy, which is the happiness of complete purity. Because the aim of Brahman life is to make the impossible possible. Such souls don't know the words to the extent that you have this, so accordingly you have that. Or they don't have as much as they should. They don't have this kind of language. So tomorrow at Amrit Vela, especially each one, not anyone else, don't look at others, check yourself, but think only of yourself. You are fulfilling the vow of purity. Check four things. The first is your attitude. Second, good wishes and pure feelings in your relationships and connections. Don't think that this one is always like that anyway, but even for that soul too, have pure feelings. you consider yourselves to be world transformers? Are all of you that? Do you consider yourselves to be world transformers? Are you this? Raise your hands. So, you are raising your hands for this. You've raised your hands very well for this. Congratulations for this too. However, Bab Dada, Bab Dada is asking all of you a question. Should Baba ask you? Should he ask you a question? Since you are world transformers, then the five elements of nature are also included in world transformation. You can transform those. You can transform those, but can you not transform yourself, your companions, and your family? World transformer means to transform everything, souls and nature. So remember your promise. All of you have promised the Father many times. However, Bab Dada is seeing that time is moving very fast. The call of everyone is increasing. So, who are the ones who will hear the call, bring about transformation and uplift everyone? So who are the souls who will hear the call, bring about transformation and uplift everyone? You are those same ones, are you not? But Dada told you earlier too. To be one who uplifts others and who uplifts the world, to become that, you will have to finish three words or expressions. So in order to be one who uplifts others and uplifts the world, you will have to finish three words or expressions. You know them already. You are clever. You are clever in knowing those. Bab Dada knows that all of you are clever. First expression is par chintan, thinking about others. The second is par darshan, looking at others. So thinking about others and looking at others. And the third is paramat, to follow the dictates of others. Finish all these three pars and you will be able to become par upakari, the one who uplifts others. It is these three expressions that become an obstacle. You remember this, do you not? It's not anything new. So, tomorrow at Amrit Vela, check this. But Dada also tours around and he will see what you are doing. Because now according to the time and according to the call, there is a need. There is a need to give each unhappy soul a drop of happiness and peace by giving them sakash through the mind. According to the time and according to the call, there is a need to give each unhappy soul a drop of happiness and peace by giving them sakash through the mind. What is the reason for this? But Dada, sometimes, suddenly, looks at the children to see what they are doing. Because he has a lot of love for the children and he wants to return with the children. He doesn't want to go back alone. You will go with Baba, will you not? Will you? Will you return together? Will you? The ones sitting in the front are not raising their hands. Why? Will you not return together? You are going to return together, are you not? Because if the children, Bap Dada, your daddies, and your special pandas of the advance party, they are waiting for all of you children. They have also made a firm promise in their heart that we will all return home together. Not just a few of us, but all of us will return home together. So, tomorrow at Amrit Vela, check yourself to see what aspect is lacking. Is there something missing in your thoughts, words, or when you come into action? Once, Bab Dada toured all around the center. Should he tell you what he saw? What was missing? And what he saw was that to apply a full stop in 1 second and bring about transformation, this was missing. You can't tell what happens in the time it takes to put a full stop. Bab Dada has already told you that in the last period, in the last moment of the last period, you will definitely have to put a full stop. However, what did he see? You have to apply a full stop, but instead you put a comma. You remember the things of others. You start thinking, why does this happen? What happens? And then you apply an exclamation mark in this. So are you not able to put a full stop? But instead, so you are not able to put a full stop, but instead there is the punctuation of a comma, an exclamation mark, or a queue of questions. So check this. If you don't have the habit of applying a full stop, then your final moments that lead you to your destination will not be elevated, they will not be high. This is why Bab Dada is giving you homework tomorrow, especially at Amrit Vela. Check yourself, and then you will have to change yourself. For 1 week, repeatedly practice applying a full stop in a second. Do you like this? Do you? Nod if you like it. Because Bap Dada has a lot of love for the children. He doesn't want to go alone. So what would he do? Now, make fast, intense effort. Now, being slack in your effort will not bring you success. Purity is said to be royalty, personality, and reality, the reality of royalty. And so, remember your royalty. Even in your eternal form, you souls, even in your eternal form, you souls are special souls in your land with the Father, just as there are special stars sparkling in the sky. In the same way, in your eternal form, you special stars are sparkling. So, remember your royalty of the beginning period. Then, when you go to the Golden Age, remember the royalty of the deity form. Everyone has a crown of the light of their royalty on their head. Eternally and in the beginning period, there is so much royalty. Then come to the Copper Age. Even then, no one else has as much royalty as there is in your images. images are created of leaders, actors, and saints, dharmatmas, great souls. However, the worshipping and the speciality of your images are so royal. Everyone becomes happy on seeing your images. Even through the images, they take so many blessings. So, all of this is the royalty of purity. Purity is the birthright of Brahmin life. The lack of purity should now end. Don't think or consider that, oh, it will happen. I will have disinterest at that time, and so it will happen then. You tell Baba many very good things. Baba, don't worry, it will happen. Purity is not just celibacy. Even waste thoughts are impurity. Waste words. So waste words, and there is a form of wasteful words, which is a trace of anger, which is also called bossiness. This is also impurity. So create such samskaras of purity that seeing you from a distance, others are able to receive vibrations of purity. Because the purity that you have, the result of the purity that you have is that of the soul being pure and the body also being pure. So you attain double purity. So whenever any child comes here, what is the first blessing he receives from the father? Do you remember? May you be pure, may you be a yogi. So, imbibe both things, purity and a full stop, a yogi. Do you like it? So, at Amrit Vela, Bab Dada will go on a tour. He will also tour around all the centers. Bapdada can tour around everywhere in 1 second. So he can tour around everywhere in 1 second. So, today, Bab Dada is especially drawing your attention a little. Baba is also giving you love, not just drawing your attention. Baba also has love because the father doesn't want even a single child of his left out. Check the Srimad for every action. For every action from Amrit Vela till night time, check the Srimad that you have received. So check the Srimad that you have received for every action from Amrit Vela till night time. You agree with this, don't you? You want to return together? Raise your hands. Do you want to return? Teachers, do you want to return? Those who are sitting at the back, raise your hands. Those sitting on the chairs, raise your hands. Pandavs, raise your hands. So, you can only return hand in hand when you have become equal. You have to do that. You have to become that. Have this determined thought. So this determination remains for 15 to 20 days, and then this determination transforms into carelessness a little bit, becomes careless and loose. And so finish carelessness. And so this record, we now have to return home, should automatically be playing in your heart. Ab ghar chalna hai. This record should automatically be playing in your heart. You don't just have to return home, but you also have to come back to the kingdom. Acha, now what is next? So this time, 11,000 Baba's children, that it's the turn of Punjab. Punjab, Haryana, Himachal, Jammu, Kashmir, Uttaranchal. And so this time in this meeting, there's 11,000 souls from this zone. It is good. Do you like the chance you are given? Do you like it? It is special. And Punjab means just as they speak of the physical rivers, they call the physical rivers, just as they speak of physical rivers being purifiers, so too you purifier children of Punjab. So you purify children of Punjab will claim the first number in making the souls of Punjab pure, will you not? Okay. It's a large number. Firstly, become free from obstacles, and secondly, hoist the flag of peace in service. Everyone should be able to see the flag, that yes, the flag of peace is flying in the place of peacelessness. Is that okay? Okay, sit down. Good. And now the double foreigners. So the request for the double foreigners to stand up. Now, you are not double foreigners. But you are double intense effort makers. Is that right? Are you double? Are you double effort makers? It is good. So when they hear your names and that you come from this many countries, or that there are centers in this many countries, on hearing this, everyone becomes happy. It is good that the double effort makers are making good effort and are moving forward. But Baba will still look at your chart. But Dada has told you the news. He will look at the chart of complete purity. It is good. Everyone's aim is very good. But the mire of carelessness interferes a lot in between. Now, bid her farewell. Bid farewell to carelessness and invoke a full stop. Is that okay? You will do that, will you not? Don't show carelessness, but Dada has already seen many games of carelessness. Now, show the game of a full stop in a second. So even in terms of accounting, the easiest of all is a full stop. Just put your pencil there and a full stop is applied. trouble foreigners always claim their turn, and that is very good. So continue to claim your turn. Acha, you can sit down. Okay. To the greatly pure souls from everywhere. Receive special blessings from the heart of Bap Dada to the greatly pure souls from everywhere. Love from the heart. And also congratulations for being merged in the heart. Now, let there be just the one concern everywhere for two words. One, complete purity so complete purity has to be spread in the whole Brahmin family. Give cooperation to those who are weak and make them pure. This is great charity. Don't leave them alone and think they're like that anyway. They are never going to change. Don't curse them in that way. Perform an act of charity. We will show this by changing. We definitely have to change. Increase their hopes. Don't make those who have fallen fall even further down. Give them support. Give them power. So, to all the fortunate children who are happy everywhere and who distribute happiness, lots and lots of love, remembrances, and namaste. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti.
teach Shiva Nisse. Now on the stage we can see that all the seniors are moving forward towards the flag hoist, and we can see all the seniors going towards the flag to hoist the flag. The music is being played and all the seniors are getting settled and getting ready to hoist the flag in the stage. And now the flag of Shiv Baba is hoisted and there's a lot of enthusiasm in the gathering. All are happy, they are applauding. The whole gathering is filled with zeal and enthusiasm in the Diamond Hall. And you can see this on the screen, the seniors standing. And the hall is filled with all Baba's children and they are really enjoying the program. The song is now being played and you can see the seniors on the stage. All are enjoying in the Diamond Hall along with the seniors. Celebration of sweet Shiv Jayanti, Baba's birthday. All are happy, dancing. The meaning of the song is Baba's flag is highest and Baba is the highest on high. Together, this flag of Shiv Baba is unique. This is the meaning of the song which is being played. Baba is the support of all. Baba's flag is the highest on high. Everybody has regard for this flag and everybody will have regard one day for this flag. This is the meaning of this song which is being played. All are enjoying. The candle lighting on the stage, you can see the seniors are lighting the candles. Beautiful to see them lighting the candles on Baba's stage. This is the flag which will shower peace and happiness on all one day. And this is the flag which will give liberation and liberation of life to all. This is the meaning of the song. Also enjoy the candle lighting on the stage along with understanding the meaning of the song. And this is the flag which showers peace and happiness on all of us. Also shows us the path towards liberation and liberation in life. And this is the flag which gives blessings to all of us. Shiv Baba is the highest on high. And those who remember Shiv Baba will be benefited. They are going to get a lot of benefits. This is the meaning of the song. Baba has come to ignite the lamps of all the souls, and he brings the light to the whole world. Supreme Father, Supreme Soul, Shri Baba lights the lamp of all the souls in this universe. This is the meaning of the song. And he spreads the lights of happiness and peace to the whole world. This knowledge makes everyone pure. And Shri Baba is the highest on high, is the greatest of all. And those who remember Shri Baba will be benefited a great deal. Shri Baba is the highest on high. Candle lighting is still going on. There are many seniors who are lighting the candles. So the music is being played. The whole gathering in the Diamond Hall, they are enjoying this song. Children are enjoying the candle lighting of the seniors. They are enjoying Shri Baba's birthday. And on the stage, candle lighting is still going on and the music is being played. Flag has been hoisted and they enjoyed the candle lighting, and now the Madhurvani group, the song group is now going to, they're going to sing the song. So let us celebrate Shiv Jayanti and enjoy Baba Milan. And Sheshiban is saying, those who are distributing toli, please distribute toli to the to all the brothers and sisters in the Diamond Hall. And now we are going to hear a beautiful song by the Madhur Vani group. Baba comes, he celebrates the meeting with all his children and he hoists his own flag. These are the few lines of the song which Yoshi Ben mentioned, and now we all will hear the song. Thank you. आपको बोला उसके बाद Baba has come to celebrate the meeting, and Baba gives the blessings to all of us. Now, all are enjoying the song. Baba has come and he has come to meet all of us, and we are celebrating Shiv Jayanti. Shivava comes us to bestow the blessings. He has come, so now is the opportunity to take all the blessings, so that it doesn't get late. This is the meaning of this song. Baba comes from the faraway land and gives us the blessing. And all the souls take the blessings and they become yogis, and by maintaining purity they become great. This is the meaning of the song. And to become rich and prosperous with the teachings which Baba has given, Baba has come to meet all of us, and he has come to hoist his own flag. We need to give blessings to all and take blessings from all. This is the meaning of this song. And to have good wishes for all the souls. We need to have good wishes and pure feelings for each soul on this universe. This is the meaning of this song. We are all happy and we need to remain happy. Baba is making us great. Baba has come to meet all of us and to hoist his own flag. All of them in the crowd are requested to applaud the whole world is searching for God, and Baba has come to meet all of us. If not now, then never. Now or never. The whole world is searching for God. We have now found God, so now or never. We need to give this message to each and every soul so that no home and no soul is left from receiving this message of God's incarnation. This is the meaning of the song. Baba has come to meet all of us, and he has come to hoist his own flag. Baba has come, and before he leaves, we have to become elevated. This is the meaning of the song. Before it gets late, we have to become complete and make ourselves elevated. This is the meaning of the song. And Shishibini is saying, all of the brothers and sisters are requested to pay attention. After Murli class, those who... Okay, so finally it's Dadi Ratan Mohini ji who is going to give her blessings to all of us and all of you. Celebrated meeting with Bab Dada, and all of you heard Baba's versions, and today we have celebrated the Alaukik meeting with Bab Dada. And we are celebrating Bab Dada Shiv Jayanti with lots of zeal and enthusiasm. This is the Alaukik birthday of Shiv Baba. The Alaukik birthday means to have or to create an elevated thought that I am the victorious soul of every kalpa. This is the elevated thought we need to create. The second thing is, and to inculcate the elevated vritti attitude. That is to have good wishes for all the souls and spread the vibrations of peace everywhere in the world. That is saying. And today, especially, especially on Shiv Jayanti, the flag is hoisted. So through the thread of determined thought, we have to hoist the flag of peace and happiness in the whole world. And especially on Shivratri, flag is being hoisted, and Vadad is once again repeating the same thing. And when the thread of determined thought is tied and the flag of peace and happiness is being hoisted, then Baba is revealed in the whole world. And special congratulations on this special birthday of Shiv Baba. Om Shanti. Dadi has given the blessings and it's being printed on the paper. She read out that paper and gave the blessings to all of us. And now Shishiben is saying, after Dadi Ratan Mohini ji, Jayanti Ben is going to give her good wishes on this special occasion of Shiv Jayanti. And after Jayanti Ben, Brother Nirvay will give his good wishes. And all of you brothers and sisters are requested to remain seated. And once again, Dayal Shishoben is repeating the announcements. And tomorrow after Murli program, there is going to be a flag hoisting program besides the park in the besides the conference hall. It's there where the flag is going to be hoisted. And now Jayanti Ben is requested to give her good wishes on this Shiv Jayanti. And all the brothers and sisters are requested to sit peacefully, not to make noise, and to listen peacefully, as Shishi Ben is requesting. So Jayanti Ben is saying Om Shanti. On this sweet Shiv Jayanti, I convey my heartfelt congratulations to all of you. And to the extent we love Baba, Baba also gives us love double the time. Even in today's Murli, Baba has wonderfully said how the foundation of purity should be more strong, and Baba has given us many points on this. And those who want to experience super sensuous joy, Baba may reminded us, make the foundation of purity strong and make the pledge. And even on the path of bhakti, when they take the pledge, they don't move away from the pledge. In the same way, in our attitude, in our connections, in our relationships, and we should have good wishes and pure feelings for every soul on this universe. And let's take up this pledge that we are going to be strong on this inculcation of purity, so that we can bring about change in the whole world. This is what Jayanti Ben shared, her good wishes. And now Shishi Ben is saying something which I can't hear. Okay, now I can hear her. And there's one more happy news Shishi Ben wants to share with all of you. And there's going to be one new Telugu film, Vrindavan Mali. A new Telugu film has been made. And especially BKs have participated. This film has been made in 40 days. And later, this will be translated in other languages. And many BKs have participated in this. M. Shiva Bhai is the director of this Telugu film. And there is the sister who gave this announcement from Hyderabad. She is searching for the sister. Now, sister is not there on the stage. And in the meanwhile, Shishi Ben is saying, let's hear from Brother Nirvair. And later, sister from Hyderabad who gave me the announcement, please come on the stage. She is going to bring the CD and get it released from Dadi Ratan Moiniji, Shishi Ben is saying. And now, I request Brother Nirvair to share his good wishes. And later on, the Telugu film is going to be released. And also, it will be shown in the conference hall too, because many are sitting there. Om Shanti. Today is the day of happiness, Nirvair Bhai is saying. Well, it's being announced, be in silence. It's very difficult to maintain silence because this is the day of happiness. Well, in happiness, there has to be noise. So it's good. Okay, now, he's requesting everyone to applaud. Good. It's the day of happiness. It's the same day of celebration. So it's good to applaud. And we have Brother Charlie with us from Australia. And we are calling Brother Charlie to give his greetings on Shiv Jayanti. Brothers and sisters of India and abroad, and especially being said Punjab zone, actually five states, Punjab, Haryana, Himachal, Jammu, Kashmir and Uttarakhand. All these five states are included in Punjab zone actually. And all the brothers and sisters, wherever you have come from, first of all, Nirvair Bhai is saying, Congratulations, congratulations, and special greetings on the Shiv Jayanti, Nirbhay Singh.
Jisko Baba Alaukik.
And this is the divine Laukik incarnation of Shiv Baba. This is the auspicious occasion of Shiv Jayanti, his holy incarnation. And yesterday, Baba said Brahma Baba is the mother. Yesterday, you must be remembering Brahma is the mother. And along with Brahma mother, Mother Saraswati, Dadis, Dadi Prakashmani, Didi Manmohini, Chandramani Dadi, Manohar Dadi, Dadi Gulzar, all the Dadis, Janki Dadi especially. I am remembering all of them, Nirbhay Singh. Baba also said, all are waiting in the subtle region. Well, they have to wait for all of us because we are not getting prepared. Is anyone prepared to go? He's asking. Even if you want to go, are you ready to go? Nobody is ready right now. Nirbhay Singh, but few are raising their hands in the diamond hall. I can see some are raising their hands. And yes, there will be a day. And what do we say for that? How, just like removing the hair from the butter. One day will come that we, all of us will be ready to go home and become perfect. And we all will become the light of Baba's eyes. And definitely we all will go along with Baba, Brahma the mother. And yes, we all will have to return one day to Paramdham via subtle region. And after Paramdham, well, we all will go to the golden age. We all will remain decorated in the holy, in the great gathering of the golden age.
So Baba ke avtaran ki, apne alaukik janam din ki,
Baba's incarnation day, and all of you, and it is the day of birthday of all of you, and the golden age is yet to come, and congratulations, congratulations to all of you. Om Shanti.
भाई साहब ने हमें स्वर्णिम युग की याद दिलाते हुए अपने घर जाने की याद दिलाते हुए
एंड Nirbhay has reminded us that we have to go home, go to the golden age, and thanks to Nirbhay, State Secretary Singh, and there is a CD which is being made, Vrindavan Mali, Sister Sarla, Brother Shiva Bhai, who is the director of the film, and Arun Bhai, who has played the role of Brahma Baba. All the three are going to come on the stage and they're going to release this CD. This is the film in Telugu. Dadi Ratanmayini ji is releasing. Sarla Ben is the instrument of Hyderabad BHEL. And she specially takes care of that center. And with all the efforts of all the three people, this film is being made and it's been released by Dadi Ratanmayini ji. Brindavan Mali is the name of the Telugu city. It's going to be further translated in all the other languages. Right now it's only released in Telugu language. I don't understand Telugu language, so not able to translate the meaning of the song. Telugu film is being released by Dadida Tanwini, and the sister who is the instrument of the film, she is talking to the Tanwini Dadi on the stage. You can see on the screen. And now Brijmohan Bhaiji is being requested to share his good wishes on the special occasion of Shiv Jayanti.
Now I request Charlie Bhai to give greetings on this auspicious occasion
now,
of Shivratri.
Charlie Bhai
is our senior brother from Australia,
English, so
and
he's
looking after all the Southeast Asia centers.
He is the director of South Asian centers.
Shanti. It's lovely to be here. I would just like to say on behalf of all the double foreigners in all corners of our world, we really wish you a very, very multi-million times congratulations for Shivratri. As you know, so many of the foreigners are not able to travel or haven't been able to come here for a long time. So this is a very special Shivratri for us, because in March many will be coming to Madhuban. So thank you so much, and wishing everybody a happy birthday, because Baba's birthday is also our birthday. Om Shanti. Thank you.
So Brother Charlie directly spoke in English, so
aapne janam din ki bahut bahut mubarak di hai. Aur Shivratri ke
special greetings.
Sabhi ko bahut bahut
shubhkamnaye. So it's been translated in Hindi, whatever Charlie Bhai said. She translated just one line, the state secretary. And now we're going to hear the good wishes from Brother Brijmohan Bhai. Om Shanti. And from Copper Ridge, we have been doing Bhakti. We know that we celebrate Shivratri at the night. Immerse the sanskar of Bhakti and stay awake. I'm not going to make you stay awake whole night. You're used to stay awake on the path of Bhakti. You're not requested to stay whole night, but for some time you have to stay awake. And from Copper Age we've been doing Bhakti, and in front of us Shiv Baba is there always. And what did Shiv Baba said? He came before us, and in the world outside, God comes and just gives one blessing. And when we took birth, He gave us the blessing. He just said, be yogi and be pure. And today Baba said, And he gave us the new meaning in today's Murli. Every day he gives us new meanings. And all Baba has shared that we have to become pure. And he said purity is the foundation. This is our personality. This is our royalty and this is our reality. But today Baba said yogi means to put a full stop. Really, if we want to celebrate Shiv Jayanti, so especially we know the importance of Bindu, and Baba has said, become Bindu, put a full stop. You are a Bindu, your father is Bindu. And today Baba said, to put a full stop is also to become a Bindu. Baba also will open the gate. Advanced party will also join us. We all will go and enter the gate. So in this Shiv Jayanti, Baba has given us the homework. Every day at Amrit Vela, look at yourself. Because you're wasting. This is also impurity. So waste thoughts is also impurity. Baba said, even in the dreams, we should not break this inculcation of purity. So we are all world beneficial soul, master world benefactors. We are the children of the world benefactor, the master world benefactors. And Baba said we have to break the three pars. In Hindi, it's called parchintan, is to thinking about others. So, to look at others is pardarshan, and parmat is following the path of the others. So, we have to break down these three things. We have to put a full stop, and when you are firm on the drama, it's easy to put a full stop. And special congratulations on the Shiv Jayanti. And so many brothers are in this diamond hall, sisters are in this diamond hall. So when we all take the pledge, we definitely go across. So once again, multi-million congratulations to all of you on the Shiv Jayanti. So State Secretary is saying just Brijbhavan Bhai gave us the full essence of the Murli in his few words. There's one announcement, she says.
ये गाड़ी कॉन्फ्रेंस हॉल के मैदान में खड़ी है इसे आप तुरंत हटा दें क्योंकि कल वहां झंडा रोहण होने वाला है
अनाउंसमेंट टू रिमूव द व्हीकल व्हिच इज ऑन द रोड शी इज मेंशनिंग द व्हीकल नंबर
मैदान में खड़ी है जिसे हटाना है और जिन माताओं बहनों को टोली नहीं
एंड दोज आर नॉट टेकन द टोली
टोली डिपार्टमेंट से टोली ले लेंगे
एंड टुमारो दे आर गोइंग टू टेक टोली फ्रॉम द टोली डिपार्टमेंट दोज आर नॉट टेकन द टोली And we all will sit in Baba's remembrance for 2 minutes and then we'll close. Om Shanti.
खुशहाल कर दिया हाँ खुशहाल कर दिया हमारे बाबा आपने कमाल कर दिया